Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today, for being part of my day. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. As you know, I'm broadcasting live from New York City, from Midtown Manhattan at the Union League Club, where I was yesterday. I was had the pleasure of hanging out with my good buddy Andrew Sherman at the Moran Media Group's Small Business Conference, which we had here at the Union League Club. Andrew, I was a mere moderator yesterday, folks. I was a mere panel moderator.
Don't even start.
Andrew Sherman was the keynote, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back.
You were the equivalent of the morning keynote / moderator. And you know it. That's why you're laughing.
No.
Yeah.
Andrew was a keynote.
Come on now.
Andrew Sherman, ladies and gentlemen.
You have always welcome. Been- to your listeners, and I want you to admit from me and all your listeners that you were the morning moderator / keynote.
Oh man, I always knock them dead.
There you go.
We had fun.
Listeners, that's the best confession you're going to get from Jim this morning. In fact, I think we're going to role play, and in honor of Jim's 10th anniversary, I am going to be your radio host this morning. And Jim,
oh no.
Yes. That's what I think we're going to do.
Oh, no, this doesn't sound like much fun to me.
Oh, it sure does. It's been a long time since you've had to be the guest, and I get to be the ask the questions.
It's not as much fun being the guest.
Well, now you know how we all feel for 10 years.
I liked what in the movie.
We're going to have a good segment this morning.
I like what Mel Brooks said. It's good to be the king.
Well, yes, it is. But I think it'd be actually kind of funny if we, in honor of your 10th anniversary, we switch roles this morning.
Well, I'll tell you what, for this segment, give it your best shot.
All right. So, Jim, 10 years. Happy anniversary. Effective tomorrow.
Thank you.
And tell me two or three of your most favorite moments on the radio. And one of them's got to include having me on, so think hard and think fast, because, you know, this is how it is when you're being asked the questions.
There are several favorite moments. One of them was the first day I unlocked the door to my office where my studio is and went in to do my show 10 years ago tomorrow. Another one was Wednesday when I did that, 10 years later. I stuck the key in the lock, Andrew. 10 years later, and I said, you know what? I like this more today than I did 10 years ago. Now, that's a big deal for me. Another one was when I met this Washington lawyer named Andrew Sherman.
Uh-huh.
And boy, howdy, have we had some fun.
Well, let me ask you a question, because I think in your first answer, there's a good insight for our listeners today. And I just want to thank some of our sponsors today, of course, IBM and others, for all their years of support, and what else do you usually throw in there? All right. So anyway, Jim, back to your other answer. This insight about being as excited and passionate about your business 10 years later as you were on your first day sounds like there's a good insight for some of our listeners there. Can you expand on that for a second?
Well, you're exactly right, because as people who know about these things like to talk about. If you're not passionate about what you do, you're not going to come back every day, because in the interim or in the time between the first day and Wednesday, 10 years later, there was a lot of challenge, a lot of concern, a lot of fear, a lot of frightening days, and some tough times for a small business. And if you didn't love putting that key in the lock and going to work, you won't come back on those tough days. Because it's just like, Just like John Denver saying once, some days a diamond, some days a stone.
And let me, you know what, since we've got a little musical theme going here, let me bolster your answer with another song that I actually use when I'm doing some public speaking, even though I may not be the biggest of fans. But Barbara Streisand had a song called You Don't Bring Me Flowers. And the whole theme of the song was how, you know, things were exciting at the beginning of the relationship, but now that relationship has been taken for granted and become complacent. And in that song are many lessons for entrepreneurs, believe it or not, both in their business lives and personal lives. That as soon as you let your business relationships become complacent and you're no longer bringing home flowers, as Barbara complains in the song, I think that's the beginning of the end of the relationship on either a business or personal side.
Oh, okay, you got 10 seconds to get us out of here, Andrew.
No, I mean, I know I have 10 seconds. All right, we'll be right back with my guest today, Jim Blasingame.
Watch for the emotions on a guy. There was no use talking, there was nothing to say. When the band began to play, play. And we danced like a wave on the ocean romance. We were liars in love and we danced. Swept away for a moment by chance. Yeah, we danced and danced and danced. Stopping my bebop, baby, after you.
Okay, you better go.
All right, we're back. This is Andrew Sherman, your guest host of the Small Business Advocate Show, and I've got lined up for you today a very special guest. In fact, a guy you've probably heard on once or twice before, my special guest and friend, Jim Blasingame. Jim, we were talking before the break about some of your most favorite moments, and we were talking about the importance of relationship management and how critical that is for entrepreneurs over time. And I'm just wondering if you had any more insights on that before I hit you with my next question, because I think it is a point that's worth dwelling on for a minute. There's so many relationships that a small business owner manages, from vendors to customers to employees to investors. I mean, this is a big issue I think we've touched on in your answer.
Well, I agree with you, Andrew. And what I like to think about is and by the way, I'm kind of getting into this this new role here. What I like to think about is all those different groups of all those people are in their own community. They're in. You have vendor communities. You have customer communities. You might even have your customers into two or three communities. And sort of, you know, they're all in their own little profile. And with each one of those communities, you manage them a little bit differently. And if you think about them as communities, then you can overlap them and see how you can leverage one with the other. And I don't like to think, I think about individual relationships, but I also think it helps to segment them into communities. What do you think?
I think that's right. And one of the things that comes out in your answer is that these communities sometimes have to be managed differently. You know, it's almost like having five kids and all five kids are different, and you can't have one style of parenting necessarily for all five kids and expect them to all respond the same. And so, you know, by segmenting some of these relationships and understanding them, it helps you as leader and founder of the company kind of shape how these things are going to get done.
Absolutely.
Well, one of the things that our role reversal reminds me of, and it's a point that I raised yesterday in my presentation, is the importance of a succession plan and a transition plan. You know, your demise, I hope, is not for many, many, many years from now. But you got to start thinking. You got to start thinking like Johnny Carson did. You know, when Johnny was nearing the end of his retirement, he started having all these guest hosts. Remember, Gary Chan would take it for a week, and Jay Leno would take it for a week, and all these people would take it for a week, and they would test the audience's response. And they finally picked the successor, Jay Leno. And, you know, Jim, I mean, one of these days, somebody may have to step into the shoes and be the moderator of the Small Business Advocate Show. And I feel like, you know, maybe I'm being tested today to be that guy.
You know, you thought you were in control of this, didn't you? you didn't realize that I was manipulating you into this test. Well, no, you're exactly right, and it's the point you're making is an excellent one. Because so many small business owners and the succession plan, folks, is not just about when you leave this earth. you know, which many of us will leave our businesses when we do that. But if you want to sell your business one day, if you have become too much of the brand of your business,
absolutely.
If you leave, that business is not worth as much as it is when you're there. And so you have to not only have a legal succession plan, like you would do for them, Andrew, in your legal practice, but also your customers have to feel like they can do business with other people, don't they?
That's right. And actually, these two points we're making do string together. You know, I'm picking this up the way a good radio host would.
Of course.
Connecting the dots. The two points that you're making, the relationship management point and the transition plan point, are actually two related critical issues in that if you are very much the heart and soul of your business, like many of our listeners are today, you not only have to think about how much time you have to do this key relationship management, but you also have to think about what I call, you know, not fumbling the ball on a handoff, which many of our NFL running backs haven't quite learned yet. And the fumbling the ball on the handoff is important as you begin thinking about transition and, you know, the succession planning for your business.
Well, it's not in the nature of small business owners to be really good delegators of relationships. You know, we're not even all that good at regular delegating of tasks, but delegating, handing off, as you to use your football metaphor, giving the handoff of a customer that you've developed as the owner from day one to somebody else, that's tough.
Yeah, there's some real trust issues, and I agree with you. Delegation is probably one of the biggest enemies of entrepreneurship, in that the inability to do it is often what either crushes a company or gets as an inhibitor for its growth.
Hey, by the way, Andrew, somewhere in here would be a good time for the host to give his website.
Yes, the guest host website is www.dickstenshapiro.com or www.growfastgrowright.com. But, of course, I also want to remind you of our guest website. In fact, as a guest, I usually try and give you at least one opportunity to talk about either an upcoming book or website. So, Jim, why don't you take that opportunity now?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Ghost there. Yeah, smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Those are my two favorite ones. But don't forget to check out Andrew's Grow Fast, Grow Right. It's a good one.
We don't need to overpromote the host here today, Jim. The focus is on you. I know that makes you uncomfortable, but we're going to have to roll with it. Ask Jim.
You got 20 seconds to get us out now.
All right. I want you to be thinking about, before the break, your most embarrassing moment in the 10-year anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. You've got the break to prepare because we're all standing by. Thanks for tuning in today with the guest host, Andrew Sherman. Spirit of good fun and in the anniversary show, and a lot of your guests have called in and shared their thoughts and the fun that they've had on the air, and I just decided to turn the tables as being part of my congratulations on 10 years. And we've been, I think I was counting up the other day, we've been in at least six different cities together broadcasting.
And another country.
Yeah, we've been to another country, we've been to Memphis, we've been out in Western Maryland together, I mean, we've been to New York and D.C. and you know, I don't know if the listeners all appreciate all the hard work and logistics and things that need to be aligned to get a show together. And I thought you'd give a second or two about the back end of the show itself, what it really takes to do all this, and some of your most embarrassing moments along the way. I think it'd be fun because in sharing that with the listeners, they'll get a sense of probably relating to some of their most embarrassing moments as small business owners and realize that all of us are subject to that kind of thing.
Well, and by the way, Andrew, I want you to know within 10 years, nobody's ever done this for a whole segment, a whole half hour with me.
So. I've been wanting to be your first, Jim, for a long time.
I want you to know that if I hadn't taken a Prozac about an hour ago, I would have been able to pull this off. Well, you know, there are three things you never want to see made. In person, you never want to see sausage made or laws made or the Small Business Advocate Show, because the back end part's not too pretty. But it does require a good bit of coordination, as you say. It's not like a television show, but it's a fair amount of stuff. But embarrassing moments, the only embarrassing moment I can remember was that was really embarrassing was a lady on the came on, Phyllis Martin, many years ago, like 9 years ago probably, and she was a communications expert and a wordsmith, and she wanted to talk about oral surgery. And when we went to the break and came back, when I introduced the topic, I didn't say oral surgery.
Oh, boy, I think I know where this is heading.
And so I recovered from that and moved on.
Years of litigation with Miss Martin's company later.
Yeah, and I mean, it was very, everything was handled very quickly. And but that was the most embarrassing moment, I guess, I've ever had.
Well,
and,
I think... That's a good one. I got to tell you that.
I've never told that on the air, by the way. And but anyway, I asked my board op at the break. I said, "Did you hear what I said?" He said, "Oh, you mean it 24.59.65 in the clock?" He said, "Yeah, I heard that."
Yeah. Well, the FCC took Howard Stern off the air for some time, and you've had there's all kinds of famous radio faux pas. Thankfully, that one didn't pull you off the air.
And that was before we archived, so there's no history of it. It's just my memory.
All right, now, Jim, I know we're getting close to the top of the hour, and time management is the key to being a radio host. So as we come up on our last few minutes, I want you to lean forward into the future.
That's right.
And I want you to tell me what the next 10 years of the Small Business Advocate Show looks like. And I want you to tell our listeners, what are we going to be talking about in 10 years from now? What are we going to be talking about on the 20th anniversary when I'll get to be host again, I'm sure?
We're going to be talking... I have my crystal ball. I have my crystal ball right here.
Okay. Is it foggy or clear?
Yeah, it's 5 years. It's pretty clear.
And I just want to, on the 20th anniversary show, let's establish that you probably won't be any better looking than you are now.
Oh no, I'll be better looking. I'm like Dorian Gray. I don't age.
You're getting better like a fine wine.
We're going to be talking about small business owners are going to be doing business in Bangladesh just as quickly and as easily as they do business in Bangor, Maine. I believe that that they'll be talking to customers and doing business with them face to face, electronically, as easily as they send an email or pick up the phone. I think there will be less business travel 10 years from now. I think video conferencing will be so pervasive in the marketplace, so diffused in the marketplace. Excuse me. That will change the way virtual business will be less virtual because you'll be able to see people more. Those are some of the things.
A good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's going to be a good thing. But Andrew, you got to get out. You better go.
I hope so, man. This has been Andrew Sherman, your guest host of the Small Business Advocate Show. I want to thank our 10-year anniversary birthday boy Jim Blasingame for being a fantastic guest, and good luck to all of you. Stay in touch.
Thanks, Andrew. And this program's still for you, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.